Hey guys, this is Moosey J, and I'm going to be doing a gunshot effect in GIMP 2.6. It's very simple once you know how to do it. So here I've got all my frames for my animation. Here I've got the preview. Bring it back to the start and play. Obviously, it's supposed to have a gunshot effect in there somewhere. So stop it and search your frames and find the frame right before the gun kicks, right there. So frame 19 it says on here, but is actually image 13. So minimize that, open GIMP. I will have a download in the description box. It's free and it's a very powerful image editor. Go to File, Open, then find where the image you want to edit is. So, frame 13, open, and go to your color selector and select red. And just go in your paintbrush tool and make a little blob here. Now that doesn't look very good at all. You could do that in MS Paint if you wanted to, but go to the smudge tool, it's like a little finger thing, and drag and stroke up on the red and bring out like a starburst effect. And you want to make a long one in front, make it like the bullets coming out. And yeah, so make that, then go to your paintbrush tool once again and select orange and make a little blob, and go to the smudge, could make the smudger a little smaller, and drag up inside the same starbursts as before. Then once again, to go to your paintbrush, select yellow and scale down the paintbrush a bit. And once again, the smudger, you might want to scale it down also, and smudge out into the starburst. Doesn't look too good, but then select white, it's right there, and go to your paintbrush tool and scale it down a little bit and put a little blob in there, and go to your smudger, scale it down quite a bit, smudge out inside the yellow, follow the starburst once again. There, now you've got your firing effect here on your frame, and go to File, Save. So now it is saved. Wait, it's still saving. Go to Minimize, or you can just close it. Now, once again, go to Monkey Jam, and you've got the frame 13. You want to delete that frame. Go to File, Import Images, and it'll open right to your captured images folder. Open frame 13, which we have just edited, and we'll have the effect on it and import. It'll import it into where it was before. See, now it's got the effect. And preview, I will refresh this and it will have the effect on the animation. And you want to make this gun effect only last for about one frame. but when you watch it without any sound effects, it doesn't seem to last too long. But if you add a sound effect in your video editor, it actually makes it stand out quite a bit more. So here it is, right there. And that is how you do a gunshot effect in GIMP 2.6. Thanks for watching. Rate, comment, subscribe, whatever.